This conference is being recorded.
Welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on this Monday, which is January 21st, 2008. Heart Start to Your Week, the power of the heart to deal with the heaven and hell of hormones. Yes, so I welcome the newcomers and anyone who's listening to this as a downloaded recording. For those who are visiting us live for the first time, just so you know, you can press star 6 and that will mute your mind so that when there's coughing, it won't kind of disturb the call for other callers. And we will open up the line at the end of the call or even perhaps at some points in the middle for your questions or for your own stories. And when we do, if you have something you'd like to ask or something you'd like to share, you can star 6 and that will unmute you again so that we can hear you. And if you're listening to this as a downloaded recording and questions come up or you want to share stories with the Fiera family, you can contact us with those questions, me personally, Sheva, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, at Fiera, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com, or you can call us 310-581-1507. So these Heart Start to Your Week calls are a free gift that we like to give to the community every Monday night, a way to share what we're doing here at Fiera. Fiera is a company that I started and a word that I invented that describes what it is to wake up and feel great. It's that kind of great feeling that you have in your heart when, as we defined it, your arms fly up over your head and a yes to life flies out of your mouth, when you feel content and exuberant at the same time, at peace and passionate both. And it turns out that not only does it feel good to feel that way, but that it's good for you. And research at a place called the Institute of Heart Math has discovered that those, what we might crudely call good feelings, like passion, enthusiasm, love, peace, joy, fulfillment, contentment, and especially outgoing feelings like care, compassion, generate a uniquely ordered pattern in the heart rhythm that, because of the way the heart works and interfaces with the rest of our system, every aspect of our being, have profound and lasting impact on our nervous system, our immune system, our brain function, and in particular, relative to tonight's call, our hormones, and how our hormones relate to our vitality, our well-being, our youthfulness, or early aging. Gee, I wonder which door I want to walk through.
Yeah, really.
So, in alignment with that sweet humor that you're bringing in, Darshan, I had the inspiration to begin tonight's call with a poem. I've never done this before. But this is actually a poem. I'm calling it forth from memory, so forgive me because my acting days are long over. But this is a poem that I wrote when I had just graduated from high school. A little bit on the tyranny of my own hormones at the time. So it was a gynecologist that I went to see. A doctor for her, though this one was a he. He felt with fingers unfeelingly inside and announced, "Nothing abnormal there," with an official sort of pride. "So, the problem here must be," he continued, grinning wide, "in the very fact that you are a she. And though I cannot make you a me, I can at least make you the slightest bit more he. So male hormone was what he had prescribed. With some concern, I asked, any effects on the side? Oh, a little hair on your upper lip is all you have to fear. And if there are other problems, you just come back and see me, dear. And if this magic fails, there's always gobbledygook and good old gagglebywhack. But first, let's you and I give this male hormone thing a crack. And though I was far from sure, I was quickly ushered out the door, where a long line of females awaited his great cure. So, needless to say, when I was a teenager, I was a hormonal wreck. You've heard of car wrecks. Well, I was a hormonal wreck. I really had such severe PMS, and it was like 2 weeks out of the month I was incapacitated. During 1 week, I was laying on the couch in debilitating depression, unable to get up. And during the other week, I was a rageaholic with such fury that I actually karate chopped my own canopy bed and cut it in half with my foot. So, and along with that went intense menstrual cramps, debilitating menstrual cramps, which is what had inspired my parents to take me to this gynecologist. And, you know, Western medicine has made incredible advances in endocrinology and working with hormonal balance and hormonal health. So I don't mean to undermine that in any way with sort of my funny little limerick here. But just to say as well that my intuition at the time told me not to take those hormones. I was being so traumatized by my period, essentially they wanted to put me on male hormone to stop my menses for a year. And my intuition told me not to do that. And so what is intuition? And where does it come from? And how does it even relate to hormones? Well, it turns out it's very related to our hormones. And I'm glad I followed that intuition because I feel that years later, it took me another 6 or 7 years to crack the code, but I felt like I finally did. I finally understood what my hormonal imbalances were from, and I gained the power within, with the pharmacy inside my own heart, to shift that. Not perfectly, as those of you that received the invitation for tonight's call could see. You know, just this week, I with PMS, I snapped at a client. So it's not perfection, but it's light years away from where it was without having to put myself in jeopardy of getting diseases like cancer from taking synthetic hormones. So I want to talk tonight a little bit about hormones and just demystify them, both from the positive sense as well as from their negative sense, and so that we can understand them first and foremost, and then secondly, so that we can feel like we have some dominion with them, that we're at the helm of this part of our makeup that helps us paint the portrait or the landscape of our life, gives it color, texture, enhances our experience of it, rather than being victimized by it and having hormones happen to us. So, you know, whatever phase of life you're in, whether you have a wild sex drive because you're a teenage boy and all you can think about is girls and so you feel ruled by that, or if you're a, you know, like I was, a teenager or a young woman that had premenstrual stress once a month, you know, and turned into a monster. Yeah. Or if you're going through menopause, or if you're, you know, and so you're dealing with hot flashes and night sweats and mood changes around that, or if you're a man who's lost your sexual vitality, and that's bringing up all kinds of emotion. It's like all this significance and attention that hormones or their impact gets from us emotionally and in our culture could be demystified, and we could understand it a little better, understand their impact on us, and start to consciously choose how to be with them. So there's a huge body of research that HeartMath has generated on the power of the heart, and especially the power of the heart as it interfaces with hormones. I'm going to give you as much of that as I can tonight, along with some specific action items that you can take to come into more empowered relationships to hormonal health and well-being. I can't give you 20 years of research in 1 hour. So tonight's really an appetizer and hors d'oeuvre. And if questions do get generated or if you want more, I encourage you to contact us at Fiera. And we have classes that we teach. We have, literature, published peer-reviewed medical journal literature and books for lay people. So there's a lot of resource here if you have more specific questions about a specific area of your own life. And I encourage you to come and get it. We're here offering it. And so really let us know what you need. What are hormones? Hormones are essentially communication devices. And for those who may have joined the call after we mentioned this, you can *6 your phone to mute out background noise, and then just again to unmute. So hormones are, it's just like your cell phone or a pager or internet connection. A hormone is something that carries information in the body from one place in the body to another place in the body in order to get things done. Okay? So if your body was a company or a corporation, then hormones are like messenger boys, if you will, or messenger girls, for that matter. And what's happened that has created a lot of collective hormonal distress in already, some of the realms and arenas that I've talked about. Simply put, I would say, from my perspective as a heart math practitioner, we're living in a time period where we're running old software programs all the time. Our biology has not had the chance to catch up to our technology. So it would be the equivalent of, let's say, that hormones are carrier pigeons carrying messages. What comes to mind is I read recently that in World War II, there were troops, and I don't know whether they were Japanese or whether they were American. I wish I could remember the detail. Maybe some of you will know because I think they've based some movies on this. But there were troops stationed on islands in the Pacific, and their job was to guard those islands in the Pacific. And they were so remote that they were out of communication for long periods of time with the mainland, if you will. So they didn't know that the war was over. I believe
Japanese.
That it was Japanese, thank you.
Yes.
So I think they lived like that for almost 5 years after the war ended, didn't they?
Yes. Yes,
and
between
when,
4 and 5 years, yeah.
And when someone finally came to tell them the war was over, they didn't believe them.
Yeah, you got it right.
Right? They thought it was a ruse. And so they took, I think, those people that came to tell them the war was over as prisoners of a war that had ended. And this story I find to be so poignant because it's a portrait of how our physiology is behaving. Our bodies are the same bodies that were designed to run away from tigers in the fields or live in jungles and survive that harsh prey-predator lifestyle. These bodies were designed for that. They don't know the war is mostly over, that we don't have to fight for our survival on a regular basis. So as a result, there's war walkie-talkie conversation going on in our hormone messengers all the time. We have a tense business meeting that we're out of to come into this call. And the body feels the emotional tension of some conflicting ideas about how to move a business forward. I'm working on a film, and so I'm here with my business partners on the film, and there's some different ideas about what next steps to take, and there's tension around that. So I can feel, even just describing it to you now, my body gets ready for attack. These are my best friends I'm working with. We're not going to attack each other physically. But everything in the body prepares and gears for that from the emotional signal of tension or conflict. So we're dealing with modern threats, which are psychological, modern pressures, which are for the most part psychological, like how am I going to pay my bills? Now, that's a tangible thing to handle, but it doesn't require my teeth, my nails, and my raw muscular power to handle it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean when I say psychological. It requires my brain power mostly to pay my bills at this point. And the Greek tragedy aspect of all of this is that these messenger hormones that communicate via the war is on shut down, contribute to the shutting down of our higher brain power, because you wouldn't want to access that higher brain if there was a tiger chasing you, if you really were being physically attacked. So we're activating AK-47s in our bodies to respond to a baby crying or daycare canceling for the day.
Mm.
It's out of sync and it doesn't work. And it impacts our hormones and our hormonal health and our end-to-end result, our well-being hormonally, very directly. And so the good news is there's a way to let the troops know the war is over. And when we do, hormones can actually be a source of tremendous vitality, tremendous well-being for us. These same, you know, troops that are in war on their walkie-talkies can communicate strength, vitality, health, parks. They can get stuff done. They can build things. Right? And in the case of our physical health and well-being, they build muscle, they build sexual function, they build the shine in your hair and the glow in your face. So, in essence, when we go into inappropriate, and I don't mean inappropriate bad or wrong morally, I just mean situation inaccurate survival reactions, right?
Yeah.
We're sending in troops and we're causing internal miscommunication. So we're firing off hormones that are miscommunicating inside our body. And that's what PMS is. That's what menstrual cramps are. In my, now, from my perspective, let me say that, right? That in my own experience and from my perspective, that's what menstrual cramps are, that's what PMS is, that's even what wild infatuations that cause us to, you know, seem like we're having a great time but burn through resources, and this is part of the nature of the business meeting I'm in right now, or will be in later today. You know, we have a friend who's been doing a lot of dating rather than writing business plans. And this isn't what he wants to be doing. It's not what he wants to be giving his attention to. Well, he's totally not alone, right? How many it's sort of a notorious joke that guys are led by their you-know-what instead of their minds. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. And it's not just guys either, right? I've lost whole sections of my life angsting over love, quote-unquote, relationships that were really infatuations. Because my brain shut down and I was totally uni-focused on that. So these are all different ways that our survival hormones take control of us instead of us remaining in the driver's seat in life. And so it turns out that the heart, actually let me pause there for just a moment before I go into the next thing. Is that piece clear? Are there any questions about that or any comments about that, because I want to be sure I'm articulating this clearly.
Pretty clear, Sheva.
Okay.
Sheva, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, it's Sarah Moon. I just joined in. So, yeah, I got
hey,
that,
welcome.
That part too. Thanks, hi.
Nice to have you on the call.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. So we'll pause periodically, and I'll check in with questions. So then our challenge to have hormonal health. And if anybody wants me to address specifically, you know, how does infatuation relate hormonally and with the heart? How does, and the brain and so on, how is PMS caused? How is all these things? I'm happy to address that. Menopause, even uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. You know, it's not necessary for us to go through these huge discomforts hormonally. And yet at the same time, and I think it was Judy, I'm not sure, someone who joined us early on, said they were grateful when I wrote, you know, it's also okay. Like, from the heart's perspective, there's nothing but compassion for this poignant Greek tragedy we're playing out right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really fine. It's not morally bad. It doesn't make us failures spiritually. It's just what's happening in our evolutionary cycle. We can have enormous compassion for ourselves and others, that our biology is, you know, racing to try to catch up to our technology, that our bodies are trying to get in sync with the fact that we don't have to fight for our survival every day. That's incredibly good news. That's something we can celebrate. But these rapid advancements in human evolution are possible. And what HeartMath has done is they've innovated, based on their research, a system of tools that help us very efficiently, very effectively download upgrades to this old software. And it turns out that the heart is a gateway or a portal or an Ethernet or an internet, if you will, through which we can access that. That in fact, when we go into this survival physiology, these survival reactions, so I'm in a tense business meeting and needing to give someone some feedback. I don't know if anybody's ever had to fire someone before or give somebody feedback that they've done a bad job. Nobody, you don't want to do that. You want the best out of everyone, you know? So there I am feeling a little self-conscious and like, God, this is my friend and I want to support him. And at the same time, we need to be real. Already you can just hear my jaw get tight, my throat close off. None of that's going to help the situation. And the first thing that's happening when you hear that in my voice right now is my heart rate variability. The beat-to-beat changes in my heart rhythm become irregular. And I start releasing into my body a hormone called cortisol, which is the stress hormone, more commonly known as the stress hormone. And so cortisol activating at that time, but the thing I want you to remember here, because before you start despairing, I don't want to take anybody into a state of despair, this call is very good news, because the first thing that happens is my heart rate becomes irregular. Subtly, it's not going to necessarily show up on an EKG, but it will show up on a monitor that HeartMath has developed called the M-Wave, which can measure the beat-to-beat changes in your heart rate in real time. So in that initial stress reaction, my heart rate becomes irregular, and I release this hormone called cortisol, which is the troops, right? This is the Japanese on the island saying, okay, send them out. We're in trouble, right? And then cortisol proceeds to increase blood clotting. It does, over 1,400 things happen in this moment, by the way, in this stress reaction. And this hormone cortisol has a number of different things it does. For one thing, it stops the relative production of my growth hormone and my sex hormone. Just like in times of crisis, you know, women in concentration camps didn't get pregnant. Because you don't want to bring a baby into a dangerous situation like that, right? So it stops my growth hormone, it stops my sex hormone. It starts taking the resources from those things that make me young and youthful and vital and shiny and all those good ways, juicy, right?
Yeah.
And starts putting that into clotting my blood quicker, packing fat around my waist and my hips and my thighs, elevating my cholesterol. It steals resources from my immune system so that I can be prepared for this immediate attack because I'm not worried long-term about my immunity if a tiger's going to eat me right now. Right? We'll handle my long-term immunity later, but right now I'm just, who cares if I get cancer 40 years from now if I'm not even going to make it till the next minute?
Yep.
So I'm stealing resources from my long-term bank account and gambling them on roulette, right? Here it is, right here, right now. Putting all my money down, taking everything out of savings. Such that elevated cortisol over long periods of time has now been implicated in diseases like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, even Alzheimer's. All these degenerative diseases. So that's a hormone, right? So here's a question for you guys. Is cortisol a bad guy? Is it a bad hormone?
I mean, I would think that it's a good hormone if it's used appropriately. It's just
absolutely
like our stress level that's bad.
That's exactly right. And it's not even bad. Like, this is, it's the beauty of the heart to me. It lets us off the hook and allows us to have some compassion. It's not really bad to be stressed, right? Introduce me to one person living in the year 2008 who doesn't experience stress. I'd like to meet them because I'll interview them on these calls and maybe I'll even give them my business. Because they could do it better than I could. I experience stress, you know. It's not our stress level it's not bad, but it is the stress level that is causing the problem. It doesn't make us bad as human beings, but we can change that because the stress is actually happening inside us. Just to say, we're getting kind of kitchen background noise from somebody. So whoever that is, if you could star six your phone, that would be super. Because it'll just help make the call more clear, especially for the recording. Thank you. So the stress is happening in us. It's that irregular heartbeat and the cortisol rush and the 1,400 things that happen. So as you said, I think that was Sarah Moon, I'm not sure. Cortisol is great if a tiger's going to bite you. Because you want your blood to clot if you get bit. Now, just to use the one example of menstrual cramps, right? Because this was close to my heart, having suffered from severe PMS and menstrual cramps. From a Chinese medicine perspective, PMS and menstrual cramps have to do with what we call stuck blood in the body. And the pain of cramping comes from the body trying to push clots through. So it's just like, you know, something fitting through too small a pipe. It hurts.
Yeah.
Well, stress is directly linked to that extra blood clotting because of high levels of cortisol. And long term, that can spell fibroids and uterine issues. And now there's a research paper that was published directly linking high cortisol to female cancers like ovarian cancer. I think it was Yale that put that out. I'm not sure, but I could look it up if anyone wants to locate that paper. So the good news is it's our emotions telling our body how we feel, not the other way around. It's not our body making us feel a certain way. This is the key piece of HeartMath research. It's not our body making us feel defended. It's our defended or offended emotions that are making our body release these hormones. Now, it takes a certain skill and mastery to be able to reverse that, but you can do it. I'm living proof. I don't get menstrual cramps anymore, and I don't ever take any drugs for it. And the only thing I used to do that was the M-Wave and the tools from HeartMath that taught me how, in those moments, when I'm in a psychological tension, to recognize that I need to change the messages my emotions are sending to my physiology so that the physiological messages my body sends inside itself, my internal inter-office memos, if you will, are related to the fact that the war is over so that I can keep my higher brain function online
idea.
So that I don't take money out of my long-term savings account, but keep it invested in DHEA, which is the hormone precursor to sex hormone, to growth hormone. I can keep it invested in my neurotransmitters, right? We may as well put Prozac and the other antidepressants in the drinking water now, since one in three people is on an antidepressant medication. Well, why is that? Why are our neurotransmitters so depleted? Because we're taking the raw material that we need to make neurotransmitters and we're making stress hormone instead. We're fighting a war that isn't happening. We're fighting a war that's already, for the most part, been won. And now the resources we need to survive are the things that are facilitated by the messengers in our body that say, we can be at peace, we can be creative, we can be innovative, we can thrive rather than just survive. And this applies across the board to the place where, you know, hormones seem to be our hell rather than our heaven, even to the infatuation addiction. And this is a huge one for people that's very little talked about, but, you know, boy, would I love to just take the shame off of that picture, because so many people come to me with addictions to sex or, you know, bewildered sense of pull for adultery and all these different things, right, that torture them.
Yep.
And they're so relieved to find out that, you know, it could just be this survival imperative inside you pulling on you. And it doesn't mean that you don't love your wife or your husband. And that there are actually tools and resources that can help you come into the heart and into balance so that you can look at those situations from your higher brain and assess in the dating process, you know, is it my survival imperative and my DNA that just wants to replicate here that's shutting down my higher brain and my discernment? So I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning and go, what did I just do?
Yeah.
There are tools to be able to keep your dignity and your composure in that situation and still get the pleasure, as a matter of fact, much more pleasure from genuine love and caring connections with people and even your sexuality. It just requires that we come to life from this possibility of thriving rather than surviving by learning how, on the spot, in any circumstance, you don't have to pull out of life to get there, by the way. This is the beauty of what HeartMath has discovered. That, you know, it's not our body creating how we feel. It's our feelings telling our body what it should do. And we can actually help tell our feelings what they can do in a heartbeat, on the spot, in the midst of life. So you don't have to go meditate for a week on a mountaintop or pull your yoga mat out in the middle of an argument or on the freeway in traffic in order to regain your balance. It's right there in the center of your chest, in a heartbeat, in your heart. So when you learn through the HeartMath system and tools to create this ordered pattern in the heart, first off, it gives you much more compassion for yourself and what you're experiencing and other people when they're out of balance as well. Then it allows you to find that greater balance that pulls energy off. It takes money off the craps and roulette table, puts it back in your long-term bank account, your long-term hormonal bank account, measurably reversing in some cases and slowing at least the aging process. Because what they're discovering is that aging is in large part a function of hormone, of hormones. That high level.
Repeat that, hormones, would you?
That aging is in large part a function of our hormonal health. That high levels of cortisol over long term due to chronic stress are what cause what we associate to be aging. Decreased skin elasticity that leads to wrinkles, right? These are things we think of as aging. Decreased sex drive or sexual function, well, that's, we already described, that's cortisol leaching energy from sex hormone precursor DHEA, right?
Yeah.
And so on. Loss of bone density is directly linked to high cortisol. So osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And other, other signs and symptoms of aging, dementia, loss of brain cells and brain function, because remember we said it shuts down the higher brain.
Mm-hmm.
As, again, part of our survival intelligence. Because when you're running from a tiger, you really don't want to pull out your iPod or your iPhone to see where the nearest Barnes & Noble is on the way out of town. You don't want to use your brain function there. You just want to get out. So the very systems in place hormonally, the messenger systems in place hormonally that were designed to keep us alive and enhance our quality of life when we lived in jungles and on prairies, are the very things, tragically, ironically now, that are killing us and robbing us of quality of life and aging us prematurely. But the good news is that can be reversed. So by the time I was 20, I went into menopause. I aged myself so rapidly because I had post-traumatic stress from living in this war zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I started practicing the heart math tools, my cortisol level went down and my DHEA went up. So DHEA is a hormone we talked a little bit about that is sort of to the bombs and bomb shelters of cortisol, the parks and schools and movie theaters and art centers. It's the culture hormone of of our city, if you will. So if we have a gross national budget and we're spending all of it on defense, we don't have any left for education and artistry and, flourishing. Well, DHEA is the flourishing hormone that is the precursor to sex hormone and growth hormone. And here's an interesting thing that they found. I mean, there's a number of other ways besides just reducing stress, which is obviously what we're talking about now, and what you can do through this immediate and simple adjustment in the heart once you learn how to do it and can start practicing it and building that muscle, such that within a couple weeks even, I mean, we say it really only takes about 6 weeks to reset the default setting of your hormone and nervous system measurably. And that, by the way, is a long estimate, just so you know. Like, the research that they did on people who took the HeartMath workshops was that in just 4 weeks of practicing the tools, their DHEA went up by 100%.
Mm.
And their cortisol, of course, went down accordingly, because now they're spending their national budget, if you will, on DHEA instead of on bomb shelters and missile silos.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a measurable reduction in aging. If you're talking about aging being those things that we mentioned, memory loss, et cetera. And again, we have a lot of literature on all this, so if anybody's interested in the slides or digits and details, I'm happy to make that available. But the essence to communicate is there's hope. That, in fact, this elixir of youth that people have been chasing, or the feel-good that we want from the hormonal rush of falling in love, is accessible to all of us anywhere, anytime, and you're not going to find it in this fountain of youth in Italy, right? Some fountain in the Alps. It's going to be found in your own heart. It's almost too funny to be true. It's like a cliche. And yet here it is. Science is giving us this, that hormonal balance is found in meeting life with the heart. The presence and the power of that. So that 2 weeks after practicing the heart math tools, my hormones normalized after, I tried many forms of medicine to do that over many years. And I got my period back and my menopause reverted. So I would love to open up the call for any specific questions, any specific issues anyone has, or any stories that you want to share. And just to say, if you want more information, again, for those who joined since, later than when we first started, if you want any of the research on this or any specific questions answered, you can reach me directly, Sheva, S like Sam, H-E like elephant, V like victory, A, at Sierra, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. You can call me at 310-581-1507. If you're someone that is being victimized by hormones right now, living in the hell of them rather than the heaven of them, then I really encourage you to take our beginner webinar, and the first night of that class is free. So you can register for that on our home page, www.fiera.com. In the top left-hand corner, there's a place where you can register for the free webinar. And I really encourage you actually to sign up for the whole thing, because we outline in detail in the second class in the beginner webinar how the DHEA cortisol balance works within your heart. And the heart, by the way, the heart has been discovered to be an endocrine organ, a hormonal organ.
Really?
It generates hormones. Yeah. Amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
So this whole association to love and the heart, see, hormones can be a source of heaven for us. Those feel-good, yummy, bonding feelings that you get when you fall in love or when a mother is breastfeeding, that's hormones communicating inside you. And you can access those feelings independent of having an object around you, just like you can get stressed no matter what's happening around you. Just by suggestion, it's all about where your attention and your consciousness goes, which is really good news, because it means that love, the power of love, and its incredible benefits to your system and your heart and your hormonal health. You can access anywhere, anytime, and they've now proven that the heart itself generates oxytocin, which is the love hormone. So I think chocolate also triggers that. And, you know, so, hey, you've got it from a few different angles. But if you're stuck on a desert island and you can't get to chocolate, the good news is, you've got a supply of your own right there in your own heart. And HeartMath, in the beginner webinar, we teach you very specific, reliable, proven, step-by-step, simple processes that you can do in a traffic jam or in line at the DMV
yeah.
to access that great feeling anywhere, no matter what's happening. So I encourage you to check that out. Just wanted to make sure that you know where you can get more resources if you want it. So again, my number is 310-581-1507. And let's open up the call for any of your questions or anything that any of you would like to share. I have left everyone silenced and stumped.
Well, actually, Sheva, this is Fabian. Hi.
Hi, Fabian. So nice to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a wonderful class. It's so interesting. And I actually have a question in regards to, like, autoimmune diseases where the immune system attacks, like, some organs or something. Is this also related to stress and with the cortisol, as you were explaining before? Do you have an idea?
Sure. Well, you know, let me preface everything by saying that I am not a biochemist, so I'm sharing with you what I've learned in my HeartMath training, what I learned as a medical student, what I learned as a doctor of Oriental medicine, and what I've kind of synergized from all of those things. So you're getting my opinion on these things, not my published medical knowledge, right?
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but I have given a lot of attention and thought to this because I had autoimmune disease when I was young. And the way I look at the way the heart interfaces with the immune system and the hormones and autoimmune disease is like this. You see, when the heart is beating a reliable, even rhythm, there's a principle in physics called entrainment. It's something everywhere in the natural world. Anybody who scuba dives or snorkels, you'll see a whole school of 500 fish all make a left turn at the same time. That's a form of entrainment in nature, okay? Well, your body works the same way. All your systems are these different electrical oscillators, different things that ideally work in sync. They all make a left turn at the same time. They all sleep at the same time. They all wake up at the same time. When your body is working in sync so that your eyebrows, your nose, and your toes are all working together, that's what we would call Sierra. That makes you feel good, and colors are brighter and vibrant, and you experience what we call love. It's good. And when you're stressed, what happens is your keys go one way, the coffee cup goes the other, your eyeballs are looking one way, and your booty wants to go another, right? That's really what stress is. It's the juxtaposition or disintegration, if you will, of all of your body's systems. And the key heart math discovery is that it's the heart that unifies all those things. So when the heart is beating this uniquely ordered rhythm, everything gets in sync with it. And so everything works together in unison. And we feel good. And so the immune system is working in conjunction with the liver and in conjunction with your heel, right? And when we're stressed, what happens, we know, is that the heart rhythm gets the emotional signal something's wrong, the emotions, and then it becomes chaotic or disordered. And so you imagine your body like this symphonic orchestration. This is the orchestra, right, with a conductor being the heart, just as a metaphor. There are other ways, of course, of influencing the whole body. Some chiropractors have phenomenal ways, for example, of working with the brain and the autonomic nervous system. So I don't want to oversimplify this, so forgive me if I am for those people. Or, you know, it's helpful, I think, to have analogies to see what I'm saying. So let's say your immune system is the flute player, right? And your liver might be the timpani. And, you know, I don't know, your stomach is the violin, and you've got the conductor, the heart, beating this even rhythm, and they're all going, oh, okay, here's the tempo, and they're playing together, right? What happens when the conductor gets Tourette syndrome? You get stressed, the heart starts going crazy, beating erratically. Well, when I do this in seminars, what I do is I have everybody clap, right? And I'm the heart, and I clap this nice even rhythm, and we're all together, and we want to sing some kind of, you know, college song. We're all just feeling so much rapport, right? And then I start clapping chaotically, and it's very interesting. Without fail, when I do this in seminars, two things happen. One is people either give up and they shut down, they just stop clapping with me. Or the other thing they do is they just start clapping like crazy. Because somewhere they're going to hit it, right? So go back to the orchestra, and the flute player just starts going, not up, it doesn't know what to do, but it's going to keep, it's not going to give up. And the timpani's over there going, shut up already, and the flute player starts blasting itself in the timpani player's ear. And then you have this autoimmunity where the immune system's attacking the liver. Just knows it's going to land on it somewhere. So you get hyperfunction or hypofunction, excess or deficiency in a system when it doesn't have an order to regulate it. So autoimmunity is hyperfunction. It's excess function. I really think this is the root of allergies, which I have been considering doing next week's Heart Start call on allergies, right? Because we start getting so defended that our immune system is reacting to things that aren't even a threat. So that's how I've come to see this in the patients that I've treated and my own direct experience of it. And I've had personal success in there are certain herbs in Chinese medicine we say are adaptogenic, meaning that you can use them for high blood pressure or low blood pressure. High blood pressure they bring it down, and Lobo Vrsa, they bring it up. Isn't that wild, right? Something that balances.
Mm-hmm.
That's how mm-hmm. that's how coherence or order in the heart works. It's adaptogenic. It harmonizes
mm-hmm.
the whole system. So where things are hyper-functional, it brings them back into harmony and balance. And where things are hypofunctional, it brings them back into harmony and balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not to say, by the way, you know, I'm not making medical claims. We're not allowed to say that getting coherent in your heart or dealing with your stress is going to cure your disease. Isn't that interesting? But we can say that the American Institute of Stress has designated 7% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. So at the very
mm-hmm.
balancing your heart rhythm and minimizing your stress will maximize your healing.
Okay.
Was that clear, Savian? Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that was very clear, and it really resonates. It does make sense, and it's just, you know, with time, I guess, it will improve, I mean, all the overall functioning of the all the systems. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you've seen that already, right? Even
mm-hmm.
from that one day that you came in and you applied the Qigong tools that you learned, which helped balance the heart rhythm
yeah.
too, right? That you left
mm-hmm.
feeling
yeah.
better. So that's the
mm-hmm.
good news about applying tools and learning tools is that, you know, you get little landmarks of feeling better on the way to big landmarks of having shifts in your life and in yourself.
Uh-huh. Exactly, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheila. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
question. Very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a question or a story they want to share?
Sheila, I just love it. Just you know, I'm a teacher, and with, you know, with spiritual teachings, what I see so much is I just love to be in this framework with you, because what I see is that you bring about a well-being, you know, in a mechanical way that goes through the heart, but ends up in the same common ground of well-being and well-meaning, you know, that's so beautiful, and that you have a structured technology around it. I'm so supportive of that, you know, that I see the effects there. And, you know, I thank you for your work. I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate
that.
And, by the way, your credit card machine won't take my name because I don't have a first name. It won't take just Darshan.
Oh, is that on PayPal or something?
Well, it's on your site, you know.
On the site?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, well, why don't you shoot me an email with a good place to contact you, Darshan, and I'll
take
care of that.
I'll do it outside this call. Thank you.
Yeah, that's very funny, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind
well,
of
funny. Well, that's it. You know, you acknowledge the value of having a system. So wonderful,
yeah.
right? Because systems make things run more efficiently. So whether it's a system for accessing the heart or a system for getting paid, it's great to have them. And then
yeah.
at the same time, ultimately at the end of the day, it's really just about the heart.
Just about the heart. I was going to say that's the one system that interests me. That's why I'm so supportive of you and your work.
Ah, thank you. And even then, you know, the heart math system, marketing people are going to kick me, but you know, the heart math system is such a great way of accessing the heart. The heart is your birthright.
Yeah.
It's like a PayPal account is one way to get paid. The heart math system is one way to get the balance and order of the heart, but there's numerous technologies out there. So for, you know, those who are listening, whatever helps you to feel more balance, that's trustworthy.
Yeah.
The feeling of balance is balance. It is having that positive impact in your system. So, you know, you can get the M wave and you can try all different types of meditations or whatever you do and see that, you know, okay, this helps my heart become more ordered. Maybe this doesn't. There's many different ways to get to the same place, as you said. So I really, in support of all the ways to the heart, let's go to the heart right now. And just take a moment to bring your attention to the area around your heart. And let the breath come in to the area around the heart. And out to the area around the heart. And in to the area around the heart. And out to the area around the heart. And right away you may notice a greater sense of peace just doing that. Breathing through the heart gives balance to the autonomic nervous system and starts to stop the energy drain into stress hormones. So just breathing through the heart. And then appreciating something of value that you received from tonight's call or something you appreciate, and just paying it forward. Maybe even just the neutral compassion that we're all human beings together in the same soup. You know, in my drive to get to call you today, a car pulled over and I thought it was just pulling off to the side of the road. So I went around it. And apparently it wasn't just pulling off to the side of the road, it was pulling over to make way on a narrow street for a car I couldn't see because the car in front of me was an SUV. So as I went around it, the car that was coming through, the person in the driver's seat rolled down her window and started screaming obscenities at me. And I actually rolled down my window to say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, I thought that car was just, you know, pulling over." And then I started to say that, and this woman screamed obscenities at me. And I yelled back, "Wow, you don't have to be so rude." And so there we are in this human jungle, right? Even a heart mastering practitioner. So it's like compassion for that. For her, for me, for her hormones, right? What she just did to herself in the car and what I caught myself doing and pulled myself back from just for the simple fact that I have tools. So compassion for our evolution and maybe even a little bit of excitement. Like, wow, who knows what's possible now that we get to thrive rather than survive. Who knows how long we could live? Who knows what our hormonal shifts would be like were we to really live from the heart in love?
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining me tonight, and I look forward to hearing your voices on next week's call or seeing you show up in my PayPal account, Darshan.
Yeah, I'm
for
trying.
Anyone else for our beginner course. And I send you guys so much love, and look forward to connecting again. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Sheva.
Thank you so much, Sheva. Good night. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.